You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, July 12th, 2016, week 164 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Alex C. The C stands for Covenant. Alien Covenant.
Ooh. And that's what we're going to start off with. Alien
Covenant. What a tie-in.
I know.
So Alex Covenant?
Yeah, apparently Danny McBride is the pilot. I don't fucking understand that. Mm-hmm. Is he going to pee all over the toilet seat? Because I don't want to see none of that shit.
It's weird. I don't know.
I assume he's not playing a comedic role then.
Yeah, he can't be, but I can't take him seriously either, though.
Yeah.
When was he ever in a serious movie?
I'm sure there's a lot of them.
Maybe it's like his...
He's like the John C. Reilly.
The new Jonah. Oh, John C. Reilly.
John C. Yeah. Reilly also
I've seen him
be.
In. A, I've seen him in a not
well,
funny
one of his,
Kings
like,
of New York
role.
Yeah, a couple of his like early roles were pretty serious.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that one?
There's you
one
with
the vampire one
the
where he's
there's
in the
one
vampire
with him
circus.
And Jonah Hill.
And it's very serious.
And neither of them are funny, I think.
Yeah. Well, Jonah Hill does a better job.
Yeah.
Because he's just that
fat Because he's
dude.
Just not funny in general.
He's just not funny. Yeah, like, I don't think he's very funny in general.
He's been doing
I like him
it
a lot
for a while
in Superbad.
Now. He's been
he was funny in Superbad.
It's really like, he doesn't even like do comp besides
no,
like 22
really
Jump Street.
He looks really different now, though. He doesn't look like that fat Jewish kid.
No.
I think he fluctuates.
He cleans
he's not,
up pretty well,
He's
too.
Not hugely fat.
He lost a lot of weight for a while, and then he gained a decent amount of weight.
So he's
back.
Like, yeah.
Because I think he realized he's not funny when he's skinny.
Yeah, he's really weird when he's really skinny. Mm-hmm. He just looks weird. I don't know if I've seen him in a movie where he's really skinny.
I think we just saw those pictures.
Yeah,
we just saw when and I was like, whoa.
Death photoshopped.
It's like John Goodman. Well, John Goodman looks normal when he's skinny.
Yeah.
But he just looked obnoxiously fat when he was really fat. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of John Goodman, 10 Cloverfield Lane is out right now.
Yeah.
I gotta watch it.
I watched it.
I watched two-thirds of it.
That's good. Crazy. People say the ending was really weird, though. You didn't get to the end?
Yeah.
I didn't get to the end.
Oh, okay.
Well, what I was thinking was, it doesn't need to be related to Cloverfield, and I assume that was for marketing, but then I probably wouldn't have seen it if it wasn't a Cloverfield movie.
Yeah.
But then, like, Brian was saying that it was better that it was Cloverfield, and I understand that point, too, because it makes sense.
Damn it, now I need to watch it.
Yeah, because it may be all, maybe they'll do a third one. Maybe it's all related somehow. Yeah. I don't know.
I want to see them bring T.J. Miller back.
What?
He was in Cloverfield, the first one. He's a camera. He's HUD.
I want to see him bring him back in Transformers.
Doesn't he get fucking wrapped up?
Yeah.
Transformers.
That was the most... I don't know. Do I want to spoil Transformers?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Or okay. He just like fucking gets...
Yeah. Yeah, like that was like...
It was so random.
That was like the only death like in Transformers ever.
Yeah.
Like no other character ever dies.
And it was like while they were running away from explosions, they usually outrun.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, what?
And they just kill
them. Why are you killing my favorite part of this movie?
And then at the same time, it's like they just instantly forget about him. They're like,
exactly.
Oh,
they never like remember him at the end or like remember him through the middle. Like it just happened. They're like, oh, good thing he sacrificed his life.
And then DJ Marky Mark turns around and he's like, he asked for too much money. He keeps running.
Yeah,
oh my god. But yeah, practical effects. Apparently there are a lot of them. And I like that.
Also this movie removes a lot of the takes out Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection from canon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is like the worst part of Alien canon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're being smart. They know what works.
Yeah, and it's also not called Prometheus 2 : Alien :
No, because originally it's called Alien Paradise Lost.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's what
it was.
Yeah.
Paradise Lost.
Paradise Lost.
So,
do we know what the plot is?
We know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh.
All we know is like Fassbender's in it still. And then what's her face is in it?
Sigourney Weaver's back.
No, she's
she
not.
She is?
I thought she was back in this.
Really? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't remember hearing that, but possibly.
The end of Prometheus was the most frustrating.
Well, this
movie
is still like
watch.
A prequel, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still a prequel to Alien?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a sequel to Prometheus?
Yes, which is all prequels.
But the end of Prometheus doesn't make any sense.
No.
Spoilers.
But I think Fassbender's going to do a bunch of
magic.
Explaining magic to him.
Is he the blue guy? Who's the blue guy?
The blue guy. That's the engineer.
No, Fassbender's like a robot.
Fassbender is the good old... Dude, Prometheus pretty much has the same movie structure as Alien. And Fassbender plays Bilbo Baggins, the android that is very obviously trying to betray them.
Yes.
And
you
no
can tell from
one,
the whole movie and no one's like,
no one picks up
I've
on
lived
it.
With androids. They feel like they live with androids their whole life. They can't possibly.
Until he admits it and is like, I'm trying to kill you. And they're like, what?
I'm so shocked. It's like, how are you shocked?
What's that twist? And then at the very end, he's just ahead and he's been destroyed and he's like, I know I've done nothing to deserve this, but please help me. And then the main actress is like, okay. And
I
then
don't they fly be away alone. Together.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, you're just ahead. You can't betray me anymore. And then they fly away. And then somehow he's just ahead, but he can pilot the alien ship. He's like, I've done.
He's got Wi-Fi, man.
You can fly the ship. And then he's
Bluetooth,
like, yeah,
that Bluetooth 5.0.
Exactly.
That?
He's like, yeah, I can definitely fly the ship. And then she's like, okay, and they fly away.
Crazy.
It's fucking stupid. I hate that movie. It's so frustrating.
I'm gonna
it's
check
so
if there's
pretty.
Any Pokemon
it
in the area.
Just so should be better.
So frustrating. If I'm silent for a little bit, that's what I'm doing.
And then I guess Captain Sulu is gay.
Yeah, please. In Star Trek Beyond. Okay,
Star Trek
so
Beyond.
Are they gonna like?
His name? And Simon Pegg is like was writing a lot of it,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, we should honor George Takei
mm-hmm.
for being like so big in gay rights and everything.
Oh, was he? Oh, I had no
idea. Yeah. But not really, because he was in the closet until like the 90s. anyways.
Yeah.
No, it's been a while.
No, I'm just hoping it's not going to... I'm cool with Sulu being gay. I just don't want it to be like really, really overt.
It's not overt.
It's not
that's the thing.
Because okay. that's the thing. What Simon Pegg says is I wanted to choose
well, first, they call George Takei, and it was John Cho who calls him and is like, hey, we have good news for you. We're like, to honor you, we're going to make Sulu gay. And George Takei is like, no.
Yeah.
Like
huh? What he said
he's
is,
like, Gene Roddenberry had this idea that Sulu was straight. You should have introduced a new character who was gay. Mm-hmm. That was my best George Takei accent.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
my George
back
Takei
in,
accent is
and
much
then
worse.
Simon Pegg went on to defend it.
He's like, I respectfully disagree.
Yeah. He's like, I wanted to show a character that through the two movies, we haven't shown any hint of it. So it's like, it could just be anybody. It's just supposed to be a normal person.
Yeah,
and
his
it's not supposed to so be like, a main part of his character. It's
yeah,
just,
yeah, it's
just
a character that everyone knows and assumes is.
Yeah,
like,
if they just wrote in a character, you know, it's
written in
for
like
for that
gay
purpose.
Is being the defining characteristic.
Yeah, where this is we know Sulu is a badass, and then he just happens
like there's I guess there's a flash in the early in the movie or something like before they leave. It's him and a guy with like their adopted child. In this movie. But then people were like, well, in this thing, like, I guess they show him with a woman. Or no, he's like, apparently has, like, a child with someone
mm-hmm.
in a movie.
In, like, the standard timeline.
Yeah, and then in the book, he, like, is seen with someone, like, raising a child or something.
See, the thing is, it's a... See, the thing is, it's really weird
but
because
this
is a different timeline.
Yeah.
This is a different timeline because all this, these new Star Trek movies are set in a world where... The Romulans went back in time, and then
yeah.
Kirk's dad died. So that's changed the whole timeline. But that's also a weird argument, because now you're saying...
Kirk's dad's death it has to do with
somehow
Sulu's
butterfly
sexuality.
Effect. Yeah, that seems odd, because
like,
now you're saying, wait, is his sexuality... is, it based,
Sulu,
is it based on, like, outside forces, not his DNA? Or is he, like, a slightly different person because... the butterfly effect's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, in that movie... You saw that movie About Time, right? Did you ever see that? The time travel one with Rachel McAdams? I know there's
no,
like
I didn't see
a
that
bunch
one.
Of them. Okay, so in that movie...
Where the Weasley boy...
Yes, the Weasley boy.
About time.
He
that was the one with the closet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he travels back in time, and what happens is if he ever like
screws
does something
up.
Slightly different, he could have a totally different child because the child has to be from the same exact sperm and everything that was at that exact moment, or mm-hmm. he got a different child. So I don't know if that's in the business of the Star Trek world. But
yeah.
Maybe they are different. No. Maybe they're technically not even the same people as the original series because that butterfly effect could have changed everything.
Yeah, so take that, you dumb George Takei.
I don't know, but that's the argument for it. But I get to Kay saying that, but he has less of an argument because it's a different timeline. But it's also a weird thing.
Yeah,
because it's not Roddenberry's character, but it's also they have more of an excuse... They can do whatever they want because they changed the timeline.
Yeah, well,
they kind of just did.
From a plot perspective, I understand. I will accept it.
And you're a decently sized Star Trek fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're not like a midget or anything. Like you don't have
yeah,
any physical
ailments.
I'm
an okay size.
Yeah, like your average size human.
Yeah, I think so. So I like me some Next Generation. That's my Star Trek.
Oh man, just not the movies.
The Star Trek I like. I like the First Contact. Is okay where they go back in time.
Yeah,
and the boring the lead Borg is really weird.
Oh man,
I didn't really dig that. But I just like I liked all the just the parts on Earth where they're building the weapon, and I like that actor dude who's the farmer in Babe.
Like, oh,
that's that's
isn't that Tywin Lannister?
That's a movie.
No, it's no.
Oh no, that guy actually went on to become a farmer, right? In real
life,
or something.
What?
He's like an animal advocate in Babe. Like I think, or he went. I think he became vegetarian or something.
It was
after
something
that?
Animal advocacy.
Huh. Yeah, because he's like after vegetarian. That movie, I realized that like animals are very important.
That's a funny like, movie because he's usually always like the bad guy or like, actually, and even Star Trek, he wasn't the bad guy, but he's always usually like the jerk or something.
I don't know. I feel like that happens a lot. Like just after Independence Day, Randy Quaid went on to be an actual crazy person.
True. He really like dove into that role. And, was, like, and he's like, they won't even. He died, so he couldn't be in that new movie. He died in the movie.
Yeah, he died
so
in the movie.
And Randy Quaid died alive. In all of our hearts, too.
He's still very much alive up in Canada.
I think if he's still alive in that movie, like, it's okay. We don't want you back. It's okay. It's all right.
Oh, my God.
He was also a crazy person in Vegas Vacation, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's just been typecast. And
yeah.
He's really got to him. He's really. Actually or maybe he's just method, and he's still living it. He's like, this is what I've done to get my other biggest role.
Do you think Dennis is ever very embarrassed by him?
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
like Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, but then
it's probably why he hasn't been any.
Then they just
recently.
Throw like G.I. Joe out there, and they're like, "I can make fun of you for that." Yeah. Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
They just throws random movies.
I still love
Dennis Quaid. I really do. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid versus Kevin Costner. Who wins in a fight?
I used to.
Costner beats him.
What?
In a fist fight?
Is what I say.
In a fist fight, maybe. Kevin Costner is
a bar fight. No rules.
I think Costner's like.
Oh my god.
More badass.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I used to get Dennis Quaid mixed up with somebody. Who is it?
Kevin Costner.
I don't think it's Kevin Costner.
Robert De Niro.
I'll think of it.
Get back to us.
Tomb Raider has a release date. March 16th, 2018. That is the Alicia Vikander rebooted version.
Yeah, I just figured out not too long ago that Tomb Raider is the reason why Angelina Jolie adopted black children.
Wait, what?
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Okay, explain.
Why did they film somewhere?
What? Yeah, they were filming somewhere.
And she's like, I like this kid.
And she was like, no,
I want him.
They were hanging out. And she was like, she was
Daddy.
She was in some really rural, like, bad place. And she was like, I feel so bad for these people. I'm going to adopt these children. I'm like, not even fucking joking.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Normally people like build wells, build schools.
She's like, I'm taking them back.
It's like, nope, give them a life. That is crazy.
Yeah. It's a hard, and she just puts them in Annie.
Yeah, exactly.
On Broadway.
Yeah, definitely.
Like you've raised your whole life for this role.
Mm-hmm.
You're living it.
It's crazy.
And Lego Movie 2 news.
Oh.
That movie is getting a rewrite from the creator of BoJack Horseman.
That's crazy. So, okay.
It seems
that's
like an really odd weird. Pairing because that movie's, that show is very
not child
friendly. More adult.
Yeah.
I'd say.
So I've been watching How I Met Your Mother. I started rewatching it from season one.
Okay. Are you going to stop it when you get to like the bad seasons?
I feel like I shouldn't. I should suffer through.
I don't like the ending, but I like the mother. But then I'm like, they totally screwed it with the ending to me.
Yeah.
But
I didn't know Phil Lord and Chris Miller, executive producers of How I Met Your Mother, and wrote a bunch of the beginning episodes.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
That's the the big thing is TV people doing great movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing right now. Like, a Russo Brothers from TV.
Because people love binge-watching shows.
And yeah, TV's, like, better than movies now.
What about, his name, though? Vince Gilligan. When's he going to get his shot?
Good point.
I love me some Vince Gilligan.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
But he's
Breaking Bad.
Oh, I think he's done a movie. I think he did a movie. It was not very successful.
Oh, he did Hitchcock. Hancock.
Oh, did you do Hancock?
Yeah.
There
you go. Not very successful.
Wait, I still like that movie. Don't
I still
Theron
like it.
And Will Smith.
It just took a weird
turn. And Jason Bateman?
The end is weird.
The end is really
But I like the whole concept.
I did like the
concept,
though.
I think if they release that movie
Deadpool before Deadpool, but they didn't drive into it enough. They didn't make him crazy. They made him feel bad for what he was doing.
Yeah, they just made him into like a guilty asshole.
Yeah, it's like.
And everybody hates him because he's like a drunk and a has been.
Yeah, so he was Deadpool before
it's
Deadpool.
It's like Incredibles meets Deadpool.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. He's like, we don't want you. Property damage. Like, stop complaining about property damage. Get insurance. Get superhero insurance. It's got to be a thing in that world. Superhero. If your superhero lands on your car, you got that insured.
Yeah. But I mean, anybody who can write Hancock and also make a radio out of a coconut has my vote.
Is that
what he did?
His name is Gilligan. I get
Good job.
Whatever. Just cut that part out of the podcast right now. Nobody gets old jokes.
I didn't know if that happened. Did that happen in that show?
It does happen in that show.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I was like, did that happen in Breaking Bad?
Maybe when he was like fucking smoking on meth.
Or
yeah.
Look, guys. It was a deleted scene from the first season when he's still a science teacher.
Oh my god. Yeah. He's like, this is
you gonna make a radio out of a coconut. It's like, thank you, Mr. White.
His class is fucking empty. It's like 11:30 at night, and he's just like fucking foaming at the mouth on his desk.
Secret Life of Pets. This is interesting.
Yeah,
it broke animated opening weekend record.
Wait, of all time?
Yeah, with $103 million versus $90 million that Inside Out made last year.
That's nuts. I really had no desire to see that movie.
But we are not children, Alex.
That's that's the thing, that it's DreamWorks, right?
Illumination Pictures.
Illumination, who was DreamWorks? The Minions people. Yeah, like the Minions. The Pixar.
It's owned by Universal.
Does really well because it gets those kids, but it also gets adults.
Yeah,
but I feel like Illumination, like, it's still decently, we can watch it, but it's still also like really taps into kids.
Yeah,
kids stuff more so. They're like the real kids movies, where I feel like Pixar is the kids movies, but also the adult movies.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the Minions movie yet, but somebody was making a point. Apparently, Mike, they were frozen between like Napoleon time and
they don't do Hitler
day. Yeah, yeah. Because like, it was like
that's the whole plot. Purposefully, the plot of the movie is they get stuck in the Arctic for like 100 years.
Yeah. So
they can't do Hitler. Can't do World War I. It's just like Napoleon, and then they like, no guys, we can't do Hitler.
No guys, we can't do.
We want to do Hitler so bad, but we can't.
Yeah, it's like because they know the Minions.
You know they want to do Hitler.
We'll kill Jews. Oh my god.
But the thing is. You could do Hitler in that movie, because the whole thing is they screw up the guy. They're not good minions.
But they can't have minions associated with the Holocaust.
I know.
That's really the bad. Yeah.
You're right.
They could have.
It would have to be an alternate world where they end up killing Hitler before he does anything bad.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And you couldn't really convey that.
You can't put something that's like markets so well, like those Minion toys that one year, fart gun sold like crazy.
Yeah,
did it really?
Yeah, it was like the highest selling toy.
Stay away from controversies.
You can't put like a swastika on one of those. Yeah, like,
seriously. I mean, it's not like they put like that whole Minion like thing is just like a 10-minute, 5-minute montage.
You can't make the gun look like a shower head.
It does already.
Yeah.
Oh god.
But that's why they went to the ice, because they're like, no, not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time one of my classmates got us kicked off a field trip for peeing in the shower?
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, it was the worst field trip to Auschwitz ever.
I was like, what field trip do you get to pee in the shower?
And I thought it was really interesting. Okay, so it's breaking these records. It also had the highest.
Finding Dory didn't.
Well, it also had the widest opening at 4,713 theaters for an animated feature.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not normal?
That's not normal.
Hmm.
And I thought it was interesting because we were at the Kaleidoscope earlier, and the 2 p.m. showing was sold out. So there's a very so that's a pretty that's very impressive.
That's
Sunday 2 p.m. showing at Kaleidoscope, which is like, in my opinion, a terrible movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Horrible. Yeah.
Sold out.
Wow.
Hmm.
So these kids might be onto something. But kids also like Shopkins and...
Yeah.
What else?
Kids, everything else. There's always something that taps into kids. And totally. You're just like, I don't get it. I don't get understand. It.
Neopets or whatever. I don't know.
Hey, don't hate on Neopets.
Hey, that's our generation. Yeah, I do get that.
We did go to Neopets.
Neopets are just like an online version of Pokemon. That's why we did it, though.
Yeah, it was true.
I know. They really
I'm trying to think of another shitty kids movie that made sort of money.
All of them ever.
Yeah, pretty much. The Smurfs.
No, they're not.
Mike saw the Smurfs.
I did see the Smurfs. Neil Patrick Harris.
What?
You didn't see the Smurfs?
I did not see the Smurfs.
I didn't either.
You got Gargamel.
My friend who worked for Hank Azaria.
Was it
Fox?
You really?
That did Smurfs? I don't remember. My friend worked for the company that that made the Smurfs, and she said that the Smurfs was actually targeted towards Hispanic people.
Yeah, that's like
that's
normal.
Why George
their
Lopez
main, their main audience.
Was,
yeah.
No, that's like normal for movies. Though. Really? That's what our friend who worked at Warner Brothers said too.
Seemed odd.
Said Man of Steel is targeted at Hispanics.
What?
Because Hispanic people tend to go to movie theaters more often than
Batman
everyone else.
Superman targeted because that's why they had the Day of the Dead scene. Yep. They're like, let's put that Day of the Dead scene in there.
That's exactly why they did it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Then the Mummy news. There's a set photo from that. I didn't even know this movie was filming.
Neither did I. I remember we heard about it.
Are you sure it's for a movie?
Yeah.
And just Sophia walking around. Boutella.
So yeah, Sophia Boutella is the mummy, and she was the girl from The Kingsman. And there's a set photo of her dressed as the mummy.
She has legs.
That's what I was shocked at.
She's the one with the prosthetic legs, yeah. Blade things.
I thought she might have had fake legs.
Really?
I don't know. The chicken that Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez in Grindhouse, in Planet Terror,
the machine gun leg.
She has a real person with a fake leg.
Oh,
wow, interesting. That's amazing. That was a casting decision. They were like, "Oh, you have a real fake leg."
And then at Comic-Con, they had real amputees.
Wow.
With like model, they looked really nice too.
With machine gun legs? That's fucking fantastic.
That's how they advertised that movie.
That's pretty cool.
Oh my god.
I got a picture with one on.
That's really funny. Nice. I was actually where was I? I was at Starbucks.
You saw an amputee in
your
like,
No. And my conversations with my friends always go on horrible tangents and
no way, we can't tell.
What? Yeah, I know.
Your listeners can't tell either.
I've never seriously heard of that happening.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you just
And
stay
we
on topic.
Were just we were talking about classes that we had taken, and one of them was just like, "Oh, you know, in my class there was this kid that you know that I had befriended and seen every day for a really long time, and I didn't know he was an amputee for the longest time." We were like, "How did you even find out?"
That's actually true. Same thing happened to me.
It was just like this dude had a prosthetic leg. We didn't know.
Yeah, one guy.
Oh, but like
I know that was actually with two of them.
Where you're walking?
Because there was one I think. Yeah, it was his leg.
Okay. One obviously happened.
Yeah, one was a guy in our year, and then there was a guy, I think, in your year, or the year older than, year above you, that had a fake leg that I never knew because he always wore jeans.
Yeah, and one day he wore shorts. And actually, we were like, something's weird about
that's
his
how you found
leg.
Out.
Yeah.
But it was pretty convincing.
And
still,
also the guy in Beer Fest, one of the guys has a fake leg. You don't know that.
Yeah. Wait, really? One of the actors?
Yeah.
No
way. One of the guys in Broken Lizard has a fake leg.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, remember we saw him do stand-up.
I know, and that's why I don't remember.
And he's like, He's like, every day I'd bring a hammer to work, and he's like, "Hey, you want to see a cool trick?" And he would hit his leg that was covered with a hammer. And then he's like, every day it was like a dildo or something, and then one day he gave him a hammer. And he's like, "Here, you try, like, I'll do it if you do it." And the guy's like, "Okay." So he does it, and it hurt. And he's like, "Oh, it hurts."
Oh, so he has a long con.
He has a long con.
Setting him up.
A long con.
Day after day.
But yeah, and then we were just like, you know, if you had to lose anything, probably below the knee is pretty okay.
Yeah.
It's hard for people to tell. And then one of, like, this kid that we were talking to that had a prosthetic leg, once we found out, he was like, "You know, it's really not that bad." And actually, this one time at a party, I got super drunk and I started drinking out of my prosthetic leg.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And we were like, "Oh god, why would you do that?" And so somebody at Starbucks heard us talking about that, and she came over and she was like, "You guys have the most interesting conversations."
She's like, "Would you like a frappuccino out of your leg?"
It's like,
"I'll give you a free one, but I'm gonna put it in your leg. Is that all right?"
Yeah. And then we were like, you know, if you had to, you know, conceal anything, you could be like RoboCop and have a gun that comes out of your leg.
Yeah.
It's great times.
Different
times. Do that.
Great times. It could be okay. Anyway, yeah, the mummy at are you sure she's not just dressing up for shiggles? And
yeah, there's people, there's a camera.
They are filming something.
It's like a really, really bad, like, Aqua di Gio commercial.
Yeah.
It's like a hot guy.
It's like a lotion commercial where it's like, "Do you ever feel like you have dry skin?" This mummy feels like it has dry skin.
Yeah. Like Aqua di Gio, and then she's like,
"So I'm confused about this."
Like, you smell so like sexy and attractive,
fucking
that like
the
dead
the
reanimate.
Dead.
They should do that for an Axe commercial. That'd be great.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like Halloween time. He doesn't realize he's raising the dead.
Yeah.
Black Magic is the name of the scent.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah,
I sold
good,
that.
Yeah.
For
so Axe, if you want to cut a deal with Destiny,
Destiny Pizza, we won't take your stinky money, your weird misogyny money,
but
we will if you reroute it through like another company, like your like holding company.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Or if you give us free products that we can, you know, resell.
No, what Axe products?
Yeah.
When's the last time you put on Axe?
Middle school.
Yeah,
it was the coolest if you had Axe and you could spray other people and make them smell bad.
Or you.
It was never so you sprayed on yourself.
Or you used it for fire.
Yeah, light fires. Oh. Always a possibility.
That shit's dangerous, though.
Yeah.
That shit's really dangerous.
TV news. The Warriors.
Warriors.
Come out and play. Yay. The Russo brothers are adapting the Warriors movie for Hulu. The Warriors? What's that? Like the gang, and they're going, there's like a big gang war in New York, and they have to go back to Coney Island. It's like from the 70s.
Why does that sound so familiar?
It's a classic.
Yeah, I feel like, no, it's a movie, right?
Yeah.
No, I've totally seen that. Okay.
They ride like the subway and stuff, and there's like the baseball clown.
Yeah, oh, the baseball clown. There we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that movie.
Yeah. We referenced them
before. Yeah, we referenced them before, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm going to wear baseball tees, and then I was like, I just have to wear yellow face paint with black, and then I can make my beard the other color.
Yeah, no, just after that crippling defeat to the Cavs, I was like, I had to mind wipe myself anything related to the Warriors. I was like, I'm embarrassed to be a Warriors fan right now.
That's KD, man. KD.
Yeah, we got that's an unbelievably stacked team now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's going to be like stupid watching this. Like, you're waiting for injuries. Other than that, you're like, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sports.
Sports talk.
EA Sports.
It's in the game. And then,
Game of Thrones season 7 has been delayed.
Why?
It's been pushed back due to the lack of real winter. Because the winter is here now in the show. But
we can't
the weather
the
outside.
Winter is here? And the dragons here. Are here?
Yeah. Yes.
And the dicks are here.
You keep saying this. There aren't that many dicks in the show.
There aren't.
You don't.
How many? Dude,
you don't understand.
You know how many dicks is too many dicks? Any more than
you know
zero
who's on
dicks.
Like the winning coalition? Two guys without dicks.
Yeah,
they're without on the dicks.
Yeah, yes. They don't. They have zero penis. Like they don't have penis.
Well, you know what
no, in
the
whole
show,
army
they cut off dicks.
And the whole army
and the whole army. So I mean,
did they actually cast people that are dickless?
No. Maybe. We don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
We haven't seen anything.
They don't. I mean, I don't know how they I don't know. Well, one of the guys you know has a dick at one point, but then you maybe. I don't
well,
know.
Two
he could
guys
have lost his dick
have.
In real life, and like, oh we got to adapt God. This.
Two of the guys.
It gets really, really
what?
Bad.
What? No, I mean in real life. Or we know he had one.
Yeah. Two of them.
Yeah, but one we see.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. The team captain for Team No Dick is Richard Less.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Hilarious.
That masterful HBO writing.
Yeah, so they, I think they want like King's Landing to have snow and stuff.
Yeah.
Be like, because they always show it's always sunny. In
well, no, King's Winterfell.
It's always sunny in King's Landing.
It's always sunny.
Because King's Landing, they can't really have... Croatia doesn't get snow.
I think they're going to have snow
they're
there.
They're filming Croatia?
I think they want it to snow.
That's where they film King's Landing.
It doesn't snow ever in Croatia?
I don't believe so. Croatia's like pretty...
I think it snows there.
What?
Far south.
Isn't it like perpetually gray there, though?
It was really sunny when they...
I just imagine it to be perpetually gray.
Because I think they film like Winterfell and stuff in like Northern Ireland. I think that's where
that makes sense.
They're waiting for it to be grayer.
No, there's snow in Croatia. I mean, at least this picture.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like perpetually gray, perpetually cold.
Croatia, I always thought that was like near the Mediterranean and shit.
No, isn't it like in Eastern Europe?
Yeah, it's Eastern Europe.
Yeah, therefore shitty, therefore snowy.
Therefore cheap to film at.
Yeah, cheap to film in. They're probably just like HBO. Give us money, please.
Yeah, this last season cost over $100 million.
Holy fuck.
It's across...
Where do they get this money?
It's below Austria, so it is...
where do they
get it's higher than Italy, though. It's like to the right of it.
But how much snow does Italy get?
Probably not a lot. Well, then again, Italy's pretty big. I don't know. I don't really know anything about Italy.
Are there, like, Italian Alps?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if there's mountains.
Yeah, if there's mountains, everybody gets snow.
But so. I'm saying, like, low, like... I don't think they film in the mountains.
Sea level. That's
true. It has to be sea level because of King's Landing.
Yeah, true.
So, And they say it should like start airing in May, which is perfect because that'd be 3 weeks after normal air date and we have a shortened season because it's 7 episodes instead of 10 episodes. So
yeah,
it works
so
out perfectly.
It'll end about the same time.
It'll end the same time. We'll just start late.
Yeah.
And it's more time to rewatch Ballers.
Exactly.
Yeah, the show with
all...
no dicks.
Yeah.
No, I think you do see dicks in that show too.
Oh God, really?
Maybe
is this is it? Is it? I don't know. That's weird.
You see Denzel Washington's son's dick?
No,
I don't think you do, but maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a penis in that show. Though.
Yeah,
makes sense. The show's called Ballers, not Balls.
You see a lot of sex though.
Yeah, this shit, you don't see much football.
Usually not. No, I mean it's an HBO show. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's porn with.
That's why I was disappointed when I watched that show
it's
any Wednesday or whatever with Bill Simmons.
Yeah, I was like, where's the dicks?
Where are the dicks? And then I was like, oh, it's the people I'm watching on TV.
They like, are Mark dicks. Cuban. Yeah. You're on HBO. What are you doing?
It's just a conversation, Joe Rogan and Bill Simmons, and they were just not naked or anything. I was confused.
What makes this HBO? Yeah. What am I watching? Seriously.
I mean, when I watch any or whatever that show is with Bill Maher, I'm like, I'm guaranteed to see at least an asshole. So
exactly.
What? Is this a show with Bill Maher?
Yeah, he has a show.
He's the political.
He's like the Daily Show.
Yeah, but it's weekly.
And he's like,
not John Oliver.
And he's like, very.
John Oliver's more like the
John Oliver's really good.
But he's amazing. Yeah.
But Bill Maher's show, I don't know. I only watch it if there's a guest on there that I like. Because I can't stand him sometimes.
I know he's
His
awful.
Like political leanings are very odd.
Yeah, he's weird.
He's
That's
like very liberal. But then Neil deGrasse Tyson was on, and then he was such an asshole to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Dude.
And I'm like, how does Neil deGrasse Tyson not just strangle him?
I know.
Right there?
That was funny because I knew one of my, some family friends used to be huge Bill Maher fans for some reason. We were like, why? And they went to see him live. They loved him so much. They went to see him live. And after that day, they were like, we hate Bill Maher. He was such a dick to everyone.
Yeah.
And they were just like, how is this guy even famous? He's such an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, that's, how, that's like, his thing, though.
And, like, he feels like he's above everyone. It feels
yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I know
he's, and he's like, if you don't agree with me, like,
then
you're wrong.
Just wrong. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's yeah. like, I don't like it because he's very, what is it? Like, it's almost like Islamophobic, I guess, because he's like, all Muslims are terrorists.
He's just super close-minded.
And I'm like, but that's not how it works. I was like, it's only like 0.03%. Like, if that was a real statistic, then you wouldn't even, you'd round down. If something was happened 0.03% of the time or affected 0.03% of the population, you would round down. You'd say it didn't exist almost. It's like a fluke. That stat is from... Fuck. What are the people who do all those studies all the time?
I don't know.
Oh, well. Let's talk about some MMA. I'm not sure if I should review UFC 200 now or tomorrow.
As of to you.
UFC 202, Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz. Conor McGregor predicts that it's going to have a higher sale than UFC 200. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
I have no idea. Probably.
Because
Conor McGregor.
This
and Nate
one
Diaz.
Was such a like a... This stumbled into itself. It was like, first the
John Jones.
Jones
gets
busted.
Oh my
busted.
God, I'm so proud of you, Mike. This is, yeah. I feel like we can have a real conversation on one side of conversation.
Yeah, and then he gets busted, and then you're like, it was already, like, the fighters have changed like, already.
I think Alex was with me that night.
A couple times.
How angry was I?
Which night?
With John Jones. No, wait, you weren't there.
No, I don't know if I was there.
But I was very angry
yeah,
about
like,
it.
When,
I was like,
when he lost?
No, when he got kicked out.
Yeah,
got busted.
I really, I did this do better than 199 or 198? To do better than
I'm sure
this.
Brock Lesnar was a big
I guess.
Get for a lot of people.
I just thought, well, me personally, I'm not super connected to it. I felt like I was super hyped until that Conor McGregor stuff, and then I kind of got less hyped for everything.
And then it's
I'm sure that happened to
like
a lot
such
of fair weather
promotion.
People like me.
There's like so little promotion. I was like, what promotion would Conor McGregor missed? Like, so, because they're like, oh, he's not doing press and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see, like, I
was like,
really didn't
press?
See this as hyped as I've seen other fights.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Rousey's not even in it yet, like it's just not the fighters I know yet.
But the Brock Lesnar fight was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Misha Tate fight was really good. The Daniel Cormier fight I watched. Lower cards I heard were really good. I didn't watch any of those. But I'm excited for UFC 201. And then Demetrius Johnson, I think he fell out of, he got injured, so he's out of 201.
That's pretty common.
Yeah. So it sucks.
Yeah.
And then UFC is just crazy right now.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
It's a volatile time.
Yeah. So I guess we'll talk more about that tomorrow. On Netflix. I think it's already on Netflix.
Huh?
I swear I've seen this on Netflix.
Papers?
Yeah. I've seen it on Netflix already.
Really? It said it was coming, but I mean, maybe those dates
is
are
that
fluid.
Is that the Wiz Khalifa documentary?
No. It should be.
That was the name of one of his albums,
mixed tapes.
I think.
Well, that's
I
what
think.
Tapes. The internet said, I think.
I think he's releasing Rolling Papers too soon.
Really? I don't really care about Wiz Khalifa anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had an album called, like, Khalifa, and I haven't heard a single song from it.
Wiz.
I used to just like that one song with Big Sean. The
I like that one song where it's like, time is money, so I'm gonna go buy a Rolex bar. Rolex. I think that was on Cabin Fever.
Yeah. No, it was the my check's so big.
It is already on there.
Yeah.
Or they look like phone numbers or something.
So. Well,
what is Rolling Papers? It's pretty poorly rated.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no, that's a... three and a half?
You're like more than three and a half, like three and almost four. So yeah, come back tomorrow for some WeViewed Reviewed. We're talking about Southpaw. We're going to talk about Black Market, Party Legends, Parks and Recreation, How I Met Your Mother, UFC 200. We're going to talk about Pokemon Go.
Oh.
And we have our discussion question. Alex is going to contribute with our next week's discussion question.
Why? Wednesday came so fast, didn't it?
Should we? Oh, you guys, you were asking me this.
Yeah.
Yes, I got all the answers I wrote down.
Did you really?
Yes.
Because I forgot.
I forgot too. So I was like, I'm going to type this out.
Did you tweet? Did you ask for?
Yeah, we got an answer from Twitter.
We got an answer on Twitter, yes.
Just one?
And then we asked people at your party.
And then we asked people, so I have your answers down here. I don't remember what they are. I will look at them again.
I don't remember what my answer was. I was like, I don't watch.
I don't know
literally everything else.
I don't know if I got everyone's answer, but I got two or three of them.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure how early we asked that.
And I hope it's legible, too, because I did have a peak time in that night, so I don't know how legible I wrote.
Okay.
Is that
so, come back tomorrow and we're going to talk about all that stuff. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.